Well, new beginnings are also the order of the day for one of our region's popular radio shows. Derek James recommends a late-night radio treat which has a new presenter at the helm. Who is that, Tony?
Join me on a journey back to 1967 when a teenager called David was selling ice creams and seaside rock to the holidaymakers on the seafront at Galston. This 14-year-old was having the time of his life, and with his first week's wages, he bought himself a transistor radio which sat on top of the ice cream fridge all that summer. Those Caroline pirates and the rest were the swashbuckling disc jockeys in those carefree days, and there was one which the young ice cream seller David Clayton especially loved listening to. His name? Keith Cardboard Shoes Skews. David became Disco Dave with his travelling music show in Norfolk and Suffolk before moving into broadcasting, becoming a highly respected presenter and finally editor of BBC Radio Norfolk. Now, he has taken over from Keith presenting the late night Sunday show from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., which is shared by 7 radio stations in the East: BBC Radio Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge, Essex, 3 counties, Northampton and Lincolnshire. "I am enormously proud to carry on from Keith," said David, who of course is also one of our popular writers at Let's Talk. He, along with many of us who grew up with the broadcasting pirates, never forgot them. They were almost as famous as the people on the records they were playing. Little did I realise I'd bump into Keith at the opening of Radio Norfolk's King's Lynn studio in 1993. As he was in the RAF reserve, he was in the area for an event at RAF Marham. It was the voice I recognised first and couldn't believe I was talking to the Keith Skews, said David. At the time, Keith thought his radio days were over. But thanks to David, he became a popular broadcaster again, this time on Radio Norfolk and neighbouring stations. "I was lucky enough to be employing one of my pirate heroes, and we've been friends ever since," said David. "In my view, while Tony Blackburn and Johnny Walker have been, and still are, the poster boys for pirate radio, Keith is really the main survivor. He worked his way through British Forces Broadcasting Service, Luxembourg, Radio Caroline and London, Radio 1 and Radio 2, commercial radio, BBC regional and local radio," he added. Now Keith has finally retired at the age of 81, after completing 500 Sunday shows, and he's delighted that his good friend David is taking over from him. David is concentrating on playing music from the 60s, when the pirates ruled the waves and waived the rules, with a bit of leeway to peer into the adjacent two decades.
Good luck indeed, David.